Good morning. This is Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. If you are tuning in for the first time, every week we pick a different TV show that we want to cover. This week's TV show is New Girl, picked by Meg.
I love this show so much. Sorry, I still have a cough. But I love this show so much. I watched it. We were talking about the shows, like we were discussing shows last week, and I was like, I have absolutely 100% watched New Girl 8 times in my time. And yeah, so that's why I was like, please give me to New Girl. It also kind of gives fall vibes a little. It's this very brown tinted show. Their apartment is brown. I don't know. I kind of went for a brown vibe.
No, I get it.
So this first song that we have up is She's So High by Tal Bachman.
She's blood, flesh and bone, no tux of silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste and sound. But somehow I can't believe that anything should happen. I know where I belong and nothing's gonna happen.
She's So High by Tal Bachman. I picked that song because my new girlfriend, well, actually, let's like give you a quick debrief on New Girl. So New Girl is with Zooey Deschanel, who I love. Zooey Deschanel.
Queen.
She is like in need of like roommates, and she finds these three guys on Craigslist, and she thought they were girls because the way that the one character, Schmidt is his name, described the apartment. And so she's like, I'd love to live here. And it's just this one girl and three guys that she lives with, and the characters are Jess, Schmidt, Nick, Winston, and Coach. Coach is in and out sometimes, but in the first episode Coach is in it. The second episode he is not in it anymore, and that is the whole backstory to that, because like the actor, like he committed to another show or something like that. But so they all play like these weird roles. Like Winston is just an absolute enigma to humanity. He just is the weirdest guy in the world.
I love him. He's so cute.
He's like, my favorite.
He's baby girl.
He's my absolute favorite. Nick is like, he kind of, he gives like deadbeat but lovable deadbeat.
Lovable deadbeat.
Where like, yeah. He doesn't really like, he thinks bills are suggestions, and he is like, you don't have to do your taxes. Like, come on. But he's a funny guy like that. But Schmidt is very clean, very anal, very type A, like clean. He's the douchebag of the family. Pardon my French. But they have this little funny little jar for him called the douchebag jar. So anytime he like says something that's like douchey, he has to pay to the jar. And then Jess, who's just quirky and lovable. And I think she's a lot like you and I, Chloe.
Yeah, she's an elementary school teacher, which I love. And she has this little monologue, like, at one point in the show where she's like, I have touched glitter in, like, the last 24 hours. Like, I break for birds.
Oh, and my favorite line, she's like, in my... Sorry, anybody who doesn't want to hear me say profanity, I'm quoting the show. But she says, in my... in my checkbook has baby farm animals on them, bitch. It's so awesome.
Real. I always say I break for birds because I do break for birds.
I break for birds. I break for squirrels. I break for, not bugs, but I break for animals. I feel for Jess. I get her.
If you don't break for birds, I seriously judge you.
Oh my gosh. Well, this next one is a Chloe pick.
Yes. Well, a lot of the songs that I'm picking today are recommended by my roommates, Katie and Lauren, because they, like, I do like New Girl, but they have seen it way more times than me. So I asked them for suggestions. This was one of the songs, but I also love Lord, so like this is perfect for me, I think. But this song plays at one point in the show when, spoiler alert, Nick and Jess are running together and like running into each other's arms to kiss, and it's like really romantic. But yeah, this is Greenlight by Lord.
I do my makeup in somebody else's car. We order different drinks at the same bars. I know about what you did and I wanna scream the truth. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar. Oh, those great whites, they have big teeth. Oh, they bite you. That you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you? How we kissed when we danced on the light of floor. On the light of floor. But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you ever I go. But honey, I'll be seeing you down every road. I'm waiting for it. Up in a different bedroom, I whisper things, the city sings them back to you. Well, those rumors, they have big teeth. Oh, they bite you. That you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it
if it bites you. Thought you said that you would always be in love, but you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light up floor? On the light up floor. But I hear sounds in my mind, brand new sounds in my mind. I'll be seeing you ever I go. But honey, I'll be seeing you down every road.
I'm waiting for it, that green light.
Cause honey, I'll come get my things, but I can't let go.
I'm waiting for it, that green light.
Oh honey, I'll come get my things, but I can't let go.
I'm waiting for it, that green light.
Yeah, honey. Just let go.
I'm waiting for it. That green light. I want it.
That was Green Light by Lorde. I've totally forgot about that scene. That's in like the end of season 6, Chloe reminded me. It's in the end of season 6 and it's so cute. Jess realizes that Nick is who she wanted all along and Nick realizes that he was been stupid, and so they meet up and they're they're both looking for each other. So one of them is outside on like the sidewalk yelling up to the apartment and the other one's in the apartment yelling down, and then they both run to each other because they don't hear each other say, "Wait right there." And then it's like three times that they do that. And then the very last scene, they meet up on the elevator and that's when they kiss. And it's so cute. I love it. That's a great episode.
This next song is Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. And we're huge Fleetwood Mac fans here.
Yes, we are. I picked this song because, oh my gosh. So there's a scene. So Nick, he has this very prominent storyline that he cannot lie. Like, it's not like Pinocchio kind of thing. He just sweats a ton and he just really is not good at lying. And Winston is applying to be a cop. And he's getting... someone is coming to like check his apartment, or like he's getting like observed by someone from the police force just to be like, okay, like a background check. And so he's in the apartment and Jess thinks that she has a big like gallon sized bag of meth. Spoiler alert, it turns out to be aquarium rocks, but she thinks it's meth, and so she's trying to hide it so then Winston doesn't get in trouble. So Nick keeps watching this happen and he thinks it's meth too. They all think it's meth. So she's trying to hide it and Nick is like, "I can't see where it is. Otherwise, I'm going to tell them exactly where it is." And Jess goes, "Close your eyes, plug your ears and sing Landslide." And he sings this very song.
To my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can a child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my
Fleetwood Mac, Landslide. We were chatting and we realized we've played, I think, a Fleetwood Mac song every week, right?
Well, we played one last week. I feel like we've done one more.
Okay, that's what I was like. I feel like we've done a few. And then we have played ABBA as well, multiple times. Sorry, we're not playing ABBA today. Sorry to the fans out there. But, Would you classify yourself as a Jess character, or do you see yourself as someone else?
I would say, like, a little bit of Jess.
Okay.
It depends on the day.
That's fair. It was a good day.
I feel like when I was younger, I was definitely more of a Jess. Maybe.
Okay.
Now, I don't know. Who would you say that I would be most like?
I don't know. I think, like, your big blue eyes and darker hair makes you want to just say, well, Jess, probably, but I don't know. Do you identify with Cece at all? Cece is Jess's best friend, she's a model.
I feel like I want to be Cece, but I feel like I can't say, oh my God,
Cece.
I'm the model hot best friend.
You can totally say that.
Maybe Winston, honestly.
I love it, yes.
He's so lovable and like silly.
Have you met Ferguson yet?
I don't think so. I am on season 2. Like, I feel like for every show that we talk about, it's like Megan's seen
a million times.
And I'm like in the process of watching it, or I've seen like some of it and not all of it.
I'm a TV show girl. I'm in film school and everyone else I know is like, they watch this movie over and over again. They watch this movie over and over again. I watch TV shows over and over and over again. The second it ends, I'm restarting that thing. So I'm a new girl stan, if you will. But I would say you're Cece.
Okay,
Don't sell yourself short.
That's really flattering.
Yeah.
I would say you give a lot of Jess, though, definitely.
I love that. I think so. But one time I've been told, like, oh, you think you're Jess? I was like, hold on. Yes. Have you met me? I do love Winston. Winston's my favorite. Well, Ferguson, I'll tell you, Chloe, and I'll tell anyone else who hasn't seen, Ferguson is this cat that Winston acquires. It's not really as much he buys the cat or adopts the cat. He just kind of gets the cat, and he's obsessed with Ferguson. That's when he starts getting really weird, but I love it.
That happens to the best of us.
It really does.
But, yeah, have you seen 500 Days of Summer, the movie that Zooey Deschanel is in?
Yes, I do love that movie.
I love that movie, and I think, like, something that's really interesting is, like, her character is a lot different than Jess, but, like, her acting is kind of similar. Like,
yeah.
She does, like, the same kind of, like, vocal fry, like, thing in it. So, like, I always think of, like, that movie whenever I think of Zooey Deschanel.
I think of Elf.
Real.
Remember, she's an elf.
Oh my God, I love Elf. That was like,
she's blonde and elf.
She is. She looks so different.
Yeah,
she's like,
she's so young, and like, she's, I mean, she's still young in New Girl, but she's like so youthful with her blonde hair. Like, she's so cute. This next song is by D-Light. It's Groove is in the Heart. Nick is caught singing this song in the shower once, and that's why I picked this song.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance and have some fun, fun, fun.
My succotash wish.
Sing it, baby.
I couldn't ask for another. No, I couldn't ask for another. Groove is in the heart.
Just lovely and delicious.
Got a deal you wanna know. Delightful, truly delightful. Life making it, doing it, especially at a show. Feeling kinda high like a Hendrix haze. Music makes motion moves like a maze. All inside of me, heart especially. Hope of the rhythm where I wanna be. Come on, flowing, glowing with electric eyes. You dip to the dive, baby, you'll realize. Baby, you'll see the funk inside of me. Baby, you'll see that rhythm is a key. Get witty, can't think, quitty. Stomp on a scoop when I hear a funk beat. Pop, 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 follow her to shoot. Baby, just sing about the groove.
Sing it. The groove is in the heart.
That's what Nick sings. I was just telling Chloe the story of that. Their apartment is really funny. Like they have like a duct taped sink faucet or whatever, so it doesn't actually like work. And they have urinals in their bathroom, which is super cool. But they can't have multiple faucets on at the same time. So while Nick's in the shower, Jess turns on the sink to brush her teeth, and he's like, "Stop! No, it's cold water." And then as she leaves, he goes, 1, 2, 3, 4. Groove is in the heart, and it's awesome. But yeah, I love Nick. He's
iconic.
Awesome.
This next song, is.
Ooh, an ode to the first episode.
Yes. I would say this song is from a movie, if you know the movie.
It's Jess's, like, heartbreak movie. She watches it every time she goes through a breakup.
Real. Which is, like, so relatable. It's like a comfort movie. I yeah, I feel like this is a very, like, I watched this movie with my mom.
What's your comfort movie?
My comfort movie?
My comfort movie lately has been House Bunny. Have you
That's
watched that?
So real.
It's a good one.
My comfort movie is, oh my gosh, I'm like totally forgetting Knocked Up.
Oh my gosh, that's a good one.
With Seth Rogen. Yes, I love that movie because I love Judd Apatow. Like, I love his humor. And like, yeah, I liked Knocked Up. And then I like the like sequel to that movie, This Is 40, which is like, like,
what is about
being like 40, which is like, that's not relatable to me at all, but it's like so funny. Paul Rudd is in it.
Love Paul Rudd.
Like, it's just, those movies are really funny to me.
That's awesome. All right, this is from Dirty Dancing, I've Had the Time of My Life.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Because I had the time of my life, and I owe.
So long now, I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall, and we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise the secret need. So we take each other's hand, cause we seem to understand. Just remember,
you're the one thing
I can't keep from.
So I tell you something, it's gonna be love, because I had the time of my life. I never it's a truth,
and I hope it will be you.
that was I've Had the Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing.
Just a quick reminder, you are listening to Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on WIUX B-Side.
Yes, and this next song I've picked is inspired by Schmidt. He's a little, I just said to Meg, I think he's a little finance bro.
He totally is. He's in marketing. Like, that's what his, like, career is, but he totally gives, like, Kelly bro.
Like, well, yeah, like, Kelly bro grown up. Yes. I imagine all...
I'm with you, yeah. all of them are going to grow up to be Schmidt.
But no, he's kind of lovable. One thing about him that I think is really funny, which my roommates, again, influenced me, is that he really likes EDM music. So I picked, like, the only EDM band that I ever listened to, Daft Punk. And this song is kind of like a flirty, kind of like fun love song, which I think very much relates to Schmidt because he's very flirty, but he also has a really big heart. So this is Digital Love by Daft Punk.
I had a dream about you in this dream.
Digital Love by Daft Punk. This next song is kind of a funny, silly one.
We're not going to play it all. We're going to play a little snippet of this song for you.
Just to give a little taste. This song is Nick Miller has these famous Nick mixtapes, and there's one mixtape where this is
the only song. The story behind this is the four of them, or well, two of them, Winston and Schmidt, are trying to crash a wedding, and it's Cece's wedding to some random guy. Oh, his name's Chevrong. That's his name. So Cece's marrying Chevrong, and Jess is trying to keep everything together, and Prank Sinatra comes out. Prank Sinatra is what Winston calls himself when he pranks. And they take things too far, and they start playing this song on the speakers, and Jess thinks it's Nick's fault because it's his favorite song in the world. And he'll just fist bump to the song, and that's how she knows that he is guilty of the crimes.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June, I said that.
seem. Some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
That's life. And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking, come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die. My.
But you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when life's useless is just a little too tight. And anything I do will say that'll be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. But if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
man of mine.
That was Any Man of Mine by Shania Twain. Sorry for Cotton Eye Joe playing all the way through. The alarms here started going off and they were saying evacuate, so we had to leave. It was probably like a drill or maybe someone like, I don't know, smoked something. I don't know. But yeah, so we had to just evacuate.
So apologies for the slight delay. But this next song was chosen by Megan.
This song is on Nick's Get Freaky mix that he plays. I think it's the end of season one he plays this song. Like, do you remember that?
I think so, yeah. I remember that.
Freaky mix or whatever. My friend Meg back home, yes, Meg and Meg, she was giving me all these songs. She's like, because me and her both love New Girl and we talk about it all the time. And she was like, you have to play this from Nick's Get Freaky mix. I'm like, you know what? You're right. So this is You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle of rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melon, Beer Melon, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'd be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, na na na.
You Can Call Me Al. This next song and our last song is a Chloe pick, which was genius.
I thought of it like late last night. I had picked all my songs for the show, and then when I was making the Instagram post, I was like, wait, what is the one song that I feel like everyone kind of thinks of when they think of New Girl? Probably like besides the theme song.
Worst theme song in the world, which we didn't even...
You don't like the theme song?
It's the worst!
I think it's so cute!
It's cute, but it's just, like, out of theme... As far as theme songs go, we'll have to get into that another time. But as far as theme songs go, I think that's in, like, my bottom, like, three.
Oh, really? I mean,
who's
like, yeah.
That girl? It's Jess. Come on.
I mean, okay, yeah, I see that. It gets stuck in my head and I think it's really fun.
Hey, girl, what you doing? That's a good one. But it's a fun, cute one, but...
But yeah, this song is by Zooey Deschanel. Well, it's not by her, it's by the little like group that she's in called She and Him. Yeah, and it's just kind of, I feel like it very like sums up her personality and the personality of Jess as well. So this is Why Do You Let Me Stay Here by She and Him. That was Why Do You Let Me Stay Here by She and Him. We are Teletoons with Megan Clough on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. Tune in next week at 10 a.m.
and every week following. And make sure to check out our Instagram and check out other B-Side Radio, because we've got a lot of friends who are on these channels and they are super awesome and they play some super cool music.
But yeah, that was our show. Feel free, if you check out our Instagram, which is teletoons.wiux, and you can send us any song or show suggestions or just see what we're up to.
Next week is our Halloween episode. Tune in.